There you go with that. Funkadelic was Super Stupid. Combo right in your brain. Right here. Yeah, that's right, man. Needless to say, what do we got going on here? We got, what else do we play? Well, we played, Stupid Day Job by Steve Stevens, local guy. Local guy. So there you go with that. Got that. So we had Stupid Day Job. And then before that, we heard Very Stupid by Negative Land and Christianity is Stupid by Negative Land as well. Zombo here, just trying to figure it out, right? We're all trying to figure it out, and there's nothing worth figuring out.
Yeah.
They actually say stupid people are the happiest. That is correct. But, you know, free thinking, analytical thinking, all that stuff, it's worth the pain and suffering. Because you feel alive that way. That's correct. So this is kind of fascinating. Speaking of, I recently saw, believe it or not, I took some my family to see the Beatles tribute band earlier this week. And, you know, I always thought that Beatles music, yeah, I always kind of liked Beatles music, but I never really knew, you know, because I was right in front of the fake John Lennon. And I'm looking at all the chords he's playing. It's like the Beatles had a lot of jazz chords and just a lot of, I was able to see the music that they did. Aside from really horrible songs like Yellow Submarine. And the Beatles wrote some rather complex rock and roll, which I thought what I thought was kind of eye-opening. And luck be have it. Mike from the Heights calls for Fool on the Hill. And, you know, I really like this version by Sergio Mendez. So we're going to continue the American Trilogy, part two of what this country has really soared into. The end game of cruelty, stupidity, crazy, lazy, and selfish. You know, and like I'm saying, all empires, everything doesn't last. You know, you never. This is not gonna be around forever. I mean, people in Rome, and you know, they thought the Roman Empire is gonna last forever. It's only 200 years old, man. I don't know. Tailspin now. Here's Sergio Mendez, Brazil 66, Fool on the Hill. Hopefully, I can get this to play out. I'm going into unknown territory with some technology here, so I don't know what this is. Is that it? Oh, here it is.
Some of today's finest music. It's written by John Lennon and Paul McCartney.
That's so true, Sergio.
The Rodgers and Hart of Carnaby Street.
Oh, they are.
And this is one of their latest.
Oh, Sergio Mendez. That was a nice little intro. There you go. That was a bunch of requests there. And actually, you know, worked out pretty good. Well, it was Dare to Be Stupid by Weird Al. And I'll be honest with you, it's one of the only Weird Al songs I really like. Dare to Be Stupid. Before that, by request for Bonnie, we heard Airhead, Thomas Dolby, and by request for Mike in the Heights, Fool on the Hill. And that was the version by Sergio Mendez. Right in your brain here, yeah. Today's show is all stupid. That is correct. Damn dumb Americans. Yeah. Ah, here we go. American Idiot. Green Day. Some things certainly aged well. Damn, that was Green Day. Now, I'm not much of a fan of Green Day, but that song, man, oh man, that should replace the national anthem. American Idiot. Was that from 1990 or something? That goes back, man. And then, that's right. So today's show is the American Trilogy, part two. We had part one 2 weeks ago with All Cruel and Mean. This is a stupid show. Next week is going to be crazy because we, as a nation, have become the meanest, stupidest, craziest, laziest, and most selfish nation on earth. Yeah, what the selfish one is really hilarious, too, you know? They got rid. This is just fascinating how people are okay with this, especially a lot of people that proclaim themselves to be, you know, religious, you know? Cutting U.S. aid, which is feed starving people, you know, in Africa all around. It's a goodwill thing. And they're cutting that so billionaires can get more money. How much do you need? Obviously, it's never enough. It really is. It's nothing. And some people are like, well, yeah, the more money you got, the more. No. It's, you know what this is kind of like? In Roman times, Sex was very, very open, you know? They made no big deal about it. The only time that they got really weird about sex is when someone became like a sexual addict. I think they actually said that about Marco Antonio, that they said that when you get to that point, that's when it starts affecting your life and you're getting too much and, you know, that kind of thing. Then it ends up being like, you know, almost like a social, not a social faux pas, but just you're looked down upon on society if you were really like a big sexual addict in Rome. You know, it was just like, hey, let's do this. Okay. I mean, they were pooping together in Rome. That's bizarre. How could they? I mean, there's those stalls and walls and bathrooms, probably one of the greatest inventions of mankind. I could not, there's nobody. I mean, even like your spouse, even like, you know, your partner, even like your best friend, you don't want to poop next to him. Oh my God. That just makes me want to vomit. Then you got to vomit next to him too. And you got to puke and poop. Oh man, it's getting messy. So back then, they would actually just sit around. They had these big public toilets. And everybody sit around next to each other and they poop and they talk about like, oh yeah, how about that Marcus Aurelius? Yeah, that Marcus Aurelius, he's really something. Can you pass me one of those sponges dumped in brine so I can scrub my buttocks? Thank you very much. Oh, yeah. And another thing, how's your wife doing? Oh, pretty good. How many slaves you got these days? Oh, man. Whew. I just let one go. That's how crazy things used to be, you know. Well, but you know, with how do I even get the bowel movements from this? I think that's just the way I operate. I talk about some stuff, and it always goes down to the toilet. Yeah, whew. Different times. But man, I even think about pooping next to somebody. You know, it just really gives me the willies. Even like if somebody's a stall, like two stalls away, and I hear them having at it. I just want to puke. You know, it's like, isn't that bizarre? You know, even like famous celebrities. I wouldn't even want to see like, you know, oh my gosh, I'm such a big fan of Tom Cruise. You wouldn't want to see Tom Cruise pinch a loaf. I don't think so. That'd be gross. I don't know. Maybe they should have this with the Comic-Cons. Maybe they should, you know, some of these guys, you can get your autograph for $120 or you can get one of their turds. For $300. That's right. Yeah, you can get one of Ron Howard's turds for $300. How about that? I'll put that up on the shelf. And I have a whole turd collection. Stop collecting those Funkos. You know, those Funko bobbleheads? I think celebrity excrement is going to be the next big thing. I think celebrity excrement is because there's no shortage of it. Wow, man, oh, man. John Cusack really ate a lot of corn yesterday. Yeah. You have your whole collection of celebrity excrement. And the nice thing is, you know, they're in sealed jars, so they wouldn't smell or anything. But I really do think that's the next big... the next big stupid collectible is select... There was that woman that was selling her farts on the internet. You heard about that, right? There's a woman who was jarring her farts and selling them on the internet, and she really was doing well with her business. But she got really sick because she started taking all these like pro fart pills, and then I guess she got some kind of real big bad stomach ailment. Wow, you know what's kind of bizarre too is I don't understand how people donate kidneys. People need money. Why don't you sell your kidney? Oh, I need to donate a kidney. Hey, I'll donate it. You're spending all this money on a billboard to have somebody donate a kidney. I think with the way the world is now, why aren't you selling your kidneys? You know, you could probably get like 10 grand. You got two kidneys, and a lot of people need kidneys. And it's always like, oh, what a selfless thing to do. He gave that little girl his kidney. Well, you know what? That family, you know, how about some money for that kidney? You know, I mean, that's an important thing. Just giving it away. You don't give stuff like that away. You know, so the same with blood donor. You know, your blood's, you know, I want a couple bucks for that blood. I worked hard for that blood. I'm just not going to give you that stuff. Excrement, you can have all you want. My blood and my vital organs, you know, they got a price tag. Just keep that in mind. If you're ever thinking of donating a kidney, you might want to ask for some money. Zombo in your brain. I should tell you about some shows on this station, should I? Why, yes, I will. I will tell you about Totally Hot. It's totally hot in here. Wicked Awesome Beats every Wednesday at 10 p.m. And Hard or Hard Adjacent. Hardware is the name of the show. And this is all in caps. I don't know if this is supposed to be like some kind of avant-garde poetry, but it's all caps with backslashes instead of spaces. It says mixed groove, hypnotic, hardcore, gabber, electronica. I play what I like every Thursday, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. on this here station. So we're talking about the RCT. Yes, baby. You know, your eyes are the windows to your soul. That's what they say. And if you're going to donate your cornea, please get a few bucks for a cornea. Come on, man. Just don't give that away. When was the last time you had your head examined? Then your eyes examined. Then your head and your eyes examined. Or matter of fact, your stool examined. And that's the other thing. They're really going to start they really need to stop this colonoscopy business. You know, because they got the thing where you can poop in a jar and send it off rather than like the cold. They say it takes your body like year to get over the trauma of a colonoscopy. They have these things now where you like poop in a bucket and send it. I don't know whose job that is to open the bucket and check. They probably have a robot do it, you know. And back again to scatological humor. But I really do think that, you know, these colonoscopies, man, there's bad news. You need they have the thing now where they can actually even tell if you're precancerous with your poop in a bucket. And that's what it's called. It's called poop in a bucket. And you mail it off. Man, you imagine that going to the post office. I already did. You know, you go to the post office, here's a bucket. No, I wasn't next to anybody. I did this all by myself. Needless to say, millions of Americans should get all that stuff and get all that examined. All right, get it examined. All right? Millions of Americans have a common problem and can be easily corrected. That's right. Get an eye exam today. It's correct. That's right. A message from your national eye and health and whatever this day. Yeah, this station. Yeah, man. So eyes checked. Colonoscopy, head examined. Yeah. Go figure. There we go. Now, that was a lot of stuff. We covered a lot of ground there. Yeah. And so right now, let's get back into the stupid show. That is correct. A lot of people say this show's stupid. Today, it really is. It is celebrating, or at least taking apart the idea that we are willfully stupid nation. And there you go. Walk, idiot, walk. The Hive, Zombo in your brain, RCT.
may look simple, but I want you to know I've been to college. I'm full of knowledge. I'm right at home with brainy men, and them my wisdom I show. But when there's clever girls around, I get up and go. Those educated babies are a bore. I'm gonna say what I said many times before. Oh, the dumber they come, the better I like them, 'cause the dumb ones know how to make love. A Weisenheimer has you meet her folks when you call. The brainless baby always keeps you down in the hall. Oh, the dumbbells I've met have won beauty prizes. They look like angels sent from above. The clever girl will want to know if you mean to wed. The dumb ones never think of looking that far ahead. That's why the dumber they come, the better I like them, 'cause the dumb ones know how to make love. Oh, the dumber they come, the better I like them, 'cause the dumb ones know how to make love. The smart girls speak in Greek and other languages too, but the dumb girl's only language is who's poochie poochie's you. Oh, the dumbbells I've met have won beauty prizes. They look like angels sent from above. You start by squeezing clever girls, you're soon on the shelf. But when you're with dumb Doras, you can just be yourself. That's why the dumber they come, the better I like them, 'cause the dumb ones know how to make love.
Do you believe that my car had a flat? It was good for my health, dear. No, I can't explain why all day long I took. Well, baby, you ain't as dumb as you on it.
A Seal, Dumb. Haven't heard much from that guy in a while. Oh well, before that we heard You Ain't As Dumb As You Look by the Dave and Deke Combo. We heard The Dumber They Are, The Better I Like Them by Stephen LaRosa. And we started the set up with The Hives, Walk Idiot Walk, Zombo in Your Brain. And I'd like to thank the folks that came out last Monday for the Zombo in Your Brain trivia at Spirit. I'd like to thank the team Urban Wine Moms coming out with the big win. They won by, I think, 1 point because they knew for the one hit, I had a section called One Hit Wonders. And I played Doing the Butt, that song, and they knew who it was. It was EU, Experience Unlimited. And there was that one question that got them the head. Let's see, Team Jerky Boys, they knew every Seinfeld question, so I got to give them that. They got a perfect crossover for Seinfeld. So, yeah, I'll be doing that, not this Monday, but the following Monday. I'll be doing it the 2nd. 4th and the last Monday of this month. So that'll be neat. So if you want to get to do that and find out how to be smart, you know, yeah, that's right. Or just kind of celebrate your being dumb. You can come to Zumba in Your Brain Trivia. Polka Maniacs are off to Akron tomorrow to play the Fosh Night Festival, which is the first day of spring. We did it, man. We made it to spring. Can you believe that? They're going to set the clocks back ahead or forward or whatever. It's going to start being nice. And Rita's ice cream's going to open up. Where's my Rita's? I can read Rita's because now it's going to be open March the 1st. That's correct. At least the ones in my neck of the woods are going to be open. Rita's, they got ice cream. They got ice. They got ice and cream. They got creamy ice. They got it all there. There you go. So there's their underwriting. Okay. So Zombo and we're doing here. What are we doing? Playing Dumb and Stupid. That's today's show. Part 2 of the American Trilogy, part 2 of 5. Next week is all songs about being crazy, because we are a crazy nation. And people are I don't want them to be, oh, that's great. We're mean and we're stupid. And people are afraid of us. You know, I'd rather have like allies and friends than people be afraid of me. Yeah, that's just my opinion. That's my opinion. And I do like my opinions. Okay. What else I got to tell you? What other stupid thing I got to tell you here? Sarcoma, do that. Tell you about cancer, because you're smart enough to know that sarcoma is cancer. And now that we don't have any more funding for any research, it's all a laugh riot. There's no more sarcoma, no more runs, you know, no more runs, or we're going to beat cancer. We're going to do this to cancer. I guess we're not going to be doing that anymore, because it won. No more research. How about that? Ain't that something? Ain't that something? But needless to say, I don't know. Get checked. Keep your fingers crossed. That is the American health plan. Keep your fingers crossed that you don't get sick. Keep your fingers crossed that you don't have an accident. Keep your fingers crossed that if you die and when you die, it's going to be quick and efficient and not bankrupt your family. That's the American health plan. Oh, my goodness, Grady. I already told you about digital literacy and digital literacy. Now, let's get back into some stupid stuff, right? Yeah, just you and me hanging out, celebrating how we became so dumb. Mm-hmm. Whew, man. Wasn't easy. That was a lot of work getting this dumb. You really have to try hard and shut everything down. One of the main things is lack of curiosity. That's what that's lack of curiosity. That makes you dumb. You know, being stubborn and not saying that, you know, oh, I made the mistake or I believe something that was incorrect. That's kind of stupid. That makes you stupid. And, you know, not, you know, just whatever. Whatever. Oh, so this I got to tell you about. So I'm thinking like distractions that keep people from actually doing something with their life. I saw the worst distraction ever yesterday. I ever peek at somebody's phone and see what they're doing, you know? I mean, I play Words with Friends very religiously. It's the only thing I do religiously. So I play Words with Friends, and I'm pretty good at it because I think it's like a gymnasium of the mind. You know, you're doing like, it's like Scrabble. I like it. It's like words. Oh, here's a new word. Does this word fit here? Huh, what do these letters make? I do think that that does something for your brain, that and Wordle. You know, what is this? Kind of, what's this going to do? If I got the letter over here. So I do think that, but there's some people that have things where it's not even like Candy Crush, where it's like a timing thing. You know, like, oh, I hit these three little pieces of candy, and then this drops down. Here's two pieces of candy. I get these two pieces of candy. So there was one guy, I looked over his shoulder, and he's playing this phone game called Monopoly. Okay? And Monopoly required absolutely no input from the guy except him getting prizes. Because basically, the thing rolls the dice itself. It moves the thing along the board. And then it lands on stuff. Little goofy things explode. You get some points. Then it rolls the dice. You're not even rolling dice. You're not even moving things. The guy's just looking at his phone like an imbecile and going, oh, okay. I went, oh, boy, I got a house. Oh, boy, there's a hotel. Oh, look at that. I landed on chance. And he's just looking at his phone, and it's doing this thing. It's worse than the video poker. Video poker? Come on, man. When I see people playing video poker, I just want to just like, you know, just pickpocket them. You know, video poker. And they're all over the place, too. It's really, they're tapping in. They say people have different drives. Like, of course, there's like a sex drive, but there's also an altered states drive that people have. And that's people who like, you know, like to like drink or smoke or, you know, just, you know, that altered states drive. There's a gambling drive. You know, some folks have it. So there's all these different drives that we have as human beings that were probably like taken from our hunter or gatherer brain. You know, and we still have those, but now there's all this technology, and all they do is they stick a brain pacifier in you, and this guy's just watching his phone with this little thing going around the Monopoly board getting prizes. That's all he was doing, just watching this thing get prizes. I really did feel like hitting him over the head with a pipe. That's just my opinion, you know. A lead pipe, not a lead pipe too, not like one of the pipes you smoke with or a vape pipe. A good old fashioned lead pipe. I don't know. There's just something about it that just unnerved me. You know? I'm not much for violence, but cracking a dummy over the head with a lead pipe, you know, that's a kind of a gray area in my world. Ah, let's get back to Stupid and Dumb. Ah, the American Trilogy. What we become. Crazy, lazy, stupid, dumb, mean, selfish, all that stuff. Here's Stupid Marriage, the Specials.
Couldn't see your eyes. You're really stupid. gets late and I'm alone with you. The time is right, your perfume fills my head. The stars get red and all the night so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you.
Rocker there. Stupid Boy by Loose Sutures. That's kind of newer. For the Melnick, he wanted something stupid. the Nancy Sinatra, Frank Sinatra thing. But I gave him the Tammy Terrell Marvin Gaye version. I thought that would be nice to play. Also, by request, Scott, Last Dude Standing, Still Standing. We heard Stupid Girl by Neil Young. And then we started to set off with Stupid Marriage by The Specials. Got a request from, a couple of requests for Frank Zappa. Scott, then, someone just called. I don't know, I'm dumb. I remember, forgot the name. Needless to say, getting smart requests for stupid songs. Here's Dumb All Over, Frank Zappa, Zomba in Your Brain. That is correct. Part two of the American Trilogy. How we are so damn dumb. Dumb All Over, Frank Zappa, RCT Pittsburgh.
We should have noticed by now our behavior is dumb. And if our chances expect to improve, it's going to take a lot more than trying to remove the other race or the other whatever from the face of the planet altogether. Now they call it the Earth, which is a dumb kind of name, but they named it right because we behave the same. We are dumb all over. Dumb all over. Yes, we are. Dumb all over. Near and far. Dumb all over. Black and white. People. Not a reptile. Notes on the left, notes on the right. Religious fanatics on the air every night, saying the Bible tells the story. Makes the details sound real gory about what to do if the geeks over there don't believe in the book we got over here. You can't run a race without no feet, and pretty soon there won't be no street for dummies to jog on or doggies to dog on. Religious fanatics can make it all gone. I mean, it won't blow up and disappear. It'll just look ugly for a thousand years. You can't run a country by a book of religion, not by a heap or a lump or a smidgen of foolish rules of ancient date, designed to make you all feel great while you fold, spindle, and mutilate those unbelievers from a neighboring state. Two arms, two arms. Hooray, that's great. Two legs ain't bad unless there's a crate. They ship the parts to mama in for souvenirs. 2 years, get down. Not his, not hers, but what the hey. The good book says it's gotta be that way, but their book says revenge, the crusades. With whips and chains and hand grenades. Two arms, two arms. Have another and another. Our God says there ain't no other. Our God says it's all okay. Our God says this is the way. It says in the book, burn and destroy. Now repent and redeem and revenge and deploy and rumble thee forth to the land of the unbelieving scum on the other side. Cause they don't go for what's in the book and that makes them bad. So verily we must chop them up and stomp them down. Or rent a nice French bomb to poof them out of existence while leaving their real estate just where we need it to use again for temples in which to praise our God. Cause he can really take care of business. And when his humble TV servant with humble white hair and humble glasses and a nice brown suit and maybe a blonde wife who takes phone calls tells us our God says it's okay to do this stuff, then we gotta do it. Cause if we don't do it, we ain't wide up to heaven. Depending on which book you're using at the time, can't use theirs, it don't work, it's all lies, gotta use mine. Ain't that right? That's what they say every night, every day. Hey, we can't really be dumb if we're just following God's orders. Let's get serious. God knows what he's doing. He wrote this book here, and the book says he made us all to be just like him. So if we're dumb, then God is dumb, and maybe even a little ugly on the side.
A little of the old side. Dumb all over. A little of the old side. Dumb all over. A little of the old side. Dumb all over. A little of the old side.
insecure, untidy crowd.